Hi, this is Evan Center of Center Counseling, back for another podcast about teens and parenting teens. Today I'm talking about affluence, choice, and anxiety in teens. This topic has been popping up enough within my practice that I'm almost shocked at myself that I have never before recorded a podcast about it. I remember reading an article sometime last year that pointed to higher than expected rates of substance use, anxiety, and depression in upper class youth. The article suggested that perhaps teens from well-off families have more access to funds to purchase substances and thus have more opportunity for exposure. And perhaps teens from higher achieving parents experience different levels of pressures to achieve themselves, resulting in anxiety and in depression. I hope to cover some of those concerns in a future podcast, but today I'm going to focus on a phenomenon that may make me sound a little old school, but which seems undeniable in its impact on teens' level of anxiety, and that is choice, which can also be read as power. Sure, teens want, they ask for, they demand more autonomy and power in their lives than they did back when they were in fourth grade. And sometimes it is important and necessary to give them additional power and autonomy in order for them to be able to explore what it's like, and sometimes to fail or mess up while using that power. Those are learning moments. They're critical for the growing up process. And it is so nice if they can get through some of those hurdles, some of those stumbles, while they are still at home and when there is somebody that can help them crawl out of whatever hole they fell into, and then still love them covered in mud and bruised as they are. But there are certain situations that a teen should not have power over, and I have a couple of examples for you today. The first is that teens do not get to make the call on whether they go on or whether the family goes on a family vacation. They do not get to choose whether or not the family vacation happens at all either. That is way too much power. Our job as parents is sometimes to stretch our kids, to give them experiences that will enrich their perspective. Often, that's what a family vacation can provide. And sometimes it is the antithesis of what the teen wants. Teens often kick and scream about going away with their families because they'd rather spend time with their friends, which, by the way, I've talked about in a previous podcast. But rest assured, parents, this is not their choice to make. Sometimes I see with families of considerable means that they allow their teens to make this sort of choice, to have this sort of power within the family, or at least to think that they have that power. And it generates considerable anxiety. Are we going? Are we not going? Should I push to not go if I don't want to go? Will other people in the family be upset? But I don't want to go. It is okay for a teen to be pissed and upset that you are ripping them away from their friends for a horrible cultural experience to Mexico or France or wherever. Honestly, the upsetness is part of the process too. It is critical for increasing their tolerance of frustration. It is okay to be upset about it. Although we as parents might sometimes feel offended or bewildered by their behavior when we are about to head out on this adventure that we deem amazing and a lifetime experience. If this sort of thing is just set in stone, the teen can settle into their broody mood. And that is okay. They will be upset, but they won't end up experiencing the chronic anxiety and guilt and even shame that I see in kids with too much power. Just because your family can take the hit of not getting your deposits back, or even maybe the whole cost of the trip, does not mean that you should offer that option. Especially not just to avoid an upset teen. That said, it is okay to work with your teen within the confines of the trip to ask what they want to do once there. Once they get past the nothing, I don't even want to go stage, they will be able to identify things. Maybe they want to get a massage. Maybe they want to see the place where Game of Thrones episode 32 was filmed, or hear live music. It is totally appropriate for parents to find ways to incorporate some of those requests within the larger framework of the trip itself. Another example that more applies to younger teens is not wanting to go to a family gathering or a gathering of family friends that they know less well. And this is also more of an example of how not to increase the anxiety of an already anxious young teen. When your younger teen whines that they don't want to go to the function that you're already in the car driving to, or that their stomach hurts and they don't want to go, as an aside, sometimes younger teens with anxiety will express their worry through physical complaints like a belly ache. In these situations, it is your job to be consistent and reassuring. Remember, consistency and predictability are antidotes to anxiety. Let your child know that you will be staying at the party for 1 or 2 hours, and that she is welcome to stick with you or hang out with the other kids. Remind her of those she has met before and has liked. And no, she cannot sit in the car the whole time and play on her iPhone. This is important because one of the things that we know about anxiety is that when we avoid the things we are anxious about, it tends to make the next encounter even more anxiety-provoking. If we can move toward that thing we are scared of, and it goes okay, which it usually does, then we are less anxious the next time. Your anxious teen does not benefit from you being overly accommodating. By turning the car around and going home, you will not help them, and it will probably make you resentful. As a parent of an anxious teen, you need to self-evaluate and look at if you are being overly accommodating. And typically, if you are, it is out of trying to be kind and sensitive to their condition. You need to look at if that accommodation is creating more anxiety in the long run, even though it may appear to decrease the anxiety in that present moment. Are you giving your teen or their anxiety too much power at the expense of predictability and consistency? Now, nothing is predictable because we never know when Billy's anxiety is going to kick up and change the plan. Find ways as a parent to create clear structures, to let everyone know what is happening ahead of time, and then to stick to that plan so that you create a container in which anxiety can decrease. The teen can settle into their angst rather than their anxiety, so that it doesn't breed frustration in you or their siblings who feel put upon by the anxiety. It is okay to piss off your teen, to ask that they stick something out and see what happens. Ultimately, it engenders resiliency, tolerance of challenging situations, tolerance of anxious feelings, and a knowledge that sometimes things that seem annoying or even scary when you first think about them turn out to be fun or an adventure. That is what we want in our teens. Your affluence does not change that, but it makes it harder because you have to choose to create those containers. Choose to stick to the plan. Choose to piss off your teen when it could be avoided. Ultimately, the richest experience you can offer your teen is this consistency and predictability and the encouragement and knowledge that they can stick out things that they'd rather avoid, and you know they can do it. Thank you.